Hello and welcome back to Vanguard Radio. This is Marcelo Sugdeo. Today, I'll talk about the delay in Canada's new defense policy, also a new military research program that aims to model artificially intelligent systems after the brains of living creatures. And later, we are excited to share a snippet of an interview that we did with Commissioner Hutchinson of the Canadian Coast Guard. Yesterday, Defense Minister Harjit Sajjan announced that a long-awaited new defense policy, which was expected this week, will now be released on June the 7th. We now have to wait until next month to see Canada's new defense policy, and this will be after the Prime Minister attends a meeting with other NATO leaders in Brussels on May the 25th. Earlier, we were informed that this policy will be announced before the PM leaves for Brussels, so that is no longer the case. This week, the Defense Minister and the Foreign Affairs Minister will hold scheduled talks in Washington with the Trump administration. And this move has infuriated many from the opposition. Interim Conservative leader Rona Ambrose said, "I know the chamber has not seen it, members of parliament have not seen it, and the military has not seen it. Why do Washington insiders get privileged access to Canadian defense policies before the Canadian public does and before the Canadian military does?" she said in a question period. A good point by Ms. Ambrose. Why not Canadians first? And why not even our military? The defense minister, in speaking with reporters, denied that the Trump administration was getting a sneak peek, saying that Washington has been involved from the very start, and that they have reached out to Canada's closest defense allies for advice. Currently, Canada spends less than 1% of GDP on defense, which is way below NATO's target of 2%. So it'll be interesting to see what the increase will be like when the new defense policy is released on June the 7th. A new military research program in the U.S. aims to model artificially intelligent systems after the brains of living creatures. The reason is, biological systems don't completely freeze up when they encounter a new situation, but computers often do. When an organism encounters a new situation or environment, it relies on past experience to help it make a decision. Artificial intelligence, on the other hand, relies on data, and if it hasn't encountered a specific situation before or don't have the data, then it can't select the next step. So this program, named the Defense Advanced Research Projects Activity, is searching for technology that constantly updates its decision-making framework to merge past experience and new lessons learned to situations it encounters instead to what is being done today, that is to retrain the machine learning system with new relevant data to manage the situation by erasing the previous programming in favor of the new data. This program is not just focusing on human brain only. It will also consider less advanced animal brains so as to understand the secrets that can be applied to machines. According to the project manager of this program, this will help the machines not to just be computational tools in solving problems, but become more responsive and adaptive collaborators. So it's quite interesting to see that the development of artificial intelligence and the creation of machines that will not freeze up in unexpected situations. A few days ago, I had the opportunity to interview the Commissioner of the Canadian Coast Guard, Jeffrey Hutchinson. I asked him to share his focus and vision of the Canadian Coast Guard and how different it is from his predecessor, Commissioner Thomas. This is what he had to say.
My focus as Commissioner is very much going to be on the people. We refer to people that work here as Coast Guard members. I find that a little bit of a mouthful. I think of the Coast Guard is a family. We call each other Coasties. We can't deliver our mandate without a highly trained, engaged, professional, at the ready workforce. And we've had a couple of years, as many federal departments have, of financial restraint. We've had the challenges of the pay system. We've got demographic challenges as we have an aging workforce. And we are very much on the page of building on the experience that we have, drawing on the depth that we have in our senior leaders now. And I'm talking about captains who are the best Arctic ship captains in the world. I'm talking about search and rescue specialists who really know what they're about. I'm talking about environmental response people that they know how to do this. They haven't just read it in a book. And we're talking about taking that experience and transferring it to young people as they come in, as we look to build as diverse a workforce as we need to be reflective of the Canadian population. If we don't focus on our people, we'll never succeed as an organization. Mm-hmm. So you asked, how is that different from Commissioner Thomas?
Mm-hmm.
When Commissioner Thomas was here, you may have seen public statements by her that she was focused on 5 M's. Membership, mission, mandate, money, and marketing. And we always put an asterisk on marketing because it really had to do with our communication. And among those 5 M's, her focus was money, and that was because the Coast Guard was struggling financially. I don't think there's any two ways about it.
Mm-hmm.
The announcement of the Ocean Protection Plan last November mm-hmm. means that the Coast Guard does have new financial resources available to it.
Mm-hmm.
And although we need to be prudent with that money, we need to be focused on the outcomes of the Ocean Protection Plan. I would say that I've really taken her 5M framework and I've just picked up on the next thing, which should always be our highest priority, which is members. So I think what I'm doing is consistent with Commissioner Thomas's vision. And I think there's zero chance that she would disagree that this organization relies on people as much as any organization that you'll find.
That was Commissioner Hutchinson of the Canadian Coast Guard. If you'd like to see the full interview, this will be published in the June-July issue of Vanguard. Also, what we'll be doing over the next few podcasts is to include a few clips from this interview. Close off the show, I'd like to leave you with a quote. I would rather have a good plan today than a perfect plan 2 weeks from now. That, of course, was from U.S. General George S. Patton. That's all for this episode of Vanguard Radio. Until next week, this is Marcelo Sugdeo.